Simon & Schuster Audio presents The End of Overeating, Taking Control of the Insatiable American Appetite by David A. Kessler, M.D. Read by Blair Hardman. Introduction. You are the target.
I've learned to recognize overeating in restaurants all over America. It's not hard, because people who've been conditioned to overeat behave distinctively. They attack their food with a special kind of gusto. I've seen them lift their forks, readying their next bite, before they've swallowed the previous one. And I've watched as they reach across the table to spear a companion's French fries or the last morsel of someone else's dessert. Certain foods seem to exert a magical pull on them, and they rarely leave any on their plates. As I watch this kind of impulsive behavior, I suspect a battle may be taking place in their heads, the struggle between I want and I shouldn't, between I'm in charge and I can't control this. In this struggle lies one of the most consequential battles we face to protect our health. The End of Overeating was born as I watched the Oprah Winfrey Show. Dr. Phil, the program's former resident psychologist, was talking about why people are obese and what they have to do to lose weight. When he asked for a volunteer from the audience, a large, well-dressed woman named Sarah came forward. Resting his hand on her shoulder, Dr. Phil asked Sarah to talk candidly about the self-defeating behavior that, he insisted, led to weight gain. He said he wanted to know what made her...